Yo, what up, street togs? Street gods, Bitcoin, tug, blog, you dogs. Eric Kim in the house. Alright, so the topic at hand today. So, Bitcoin for beginners. Alright, so this is a thought I had. I think my practical suggestion with life and things is honestly, whenever you wake up, never really plan things ahead of time. Just if certain thoughts pop up into your head, then propagate the thoughts when you wake up. Okay. So first and foremost, what is a Bitcoin? Why does it matter? Blah, blahs and some stuff, right? So, to quote Kanye, price goes up, angel investor, price goes up. Okay, to keep it simple, right? So what is a Bitcoin? A Bitcoin is essentially a digital thing, right? Immutable, and it's not governed by any sort of person, thing, or whatever. It's like more or less infinitely. It's like infinitely divisible, called Satoshis. Satoshi is essentially the fake name of the founder of the Bitcoins. Good morning. Might be like, I mean, people use the Banksy analogy. I don't really think so, because Banksy, I don't know, they think they found out it's like a group of people. Let's assume that Satoshi is like some sort of the founder. He has a GMX account email, right? So from my experiences, only like Germans or Europeans use the GMX email. So my thought is Satoshi must be some sort of like Brit or German or somewhere in Europe, right? Doubtfully Japanese. If you look at the emails, Satoshi's English is too good. Nagamoto, yeah. I mean, because actually, who knows, might be Italian. There's a lot of people who are like kind of like Japanophiles, who just like make up Japanese names because it sounds cool. Regardless, looking at some of the emails from the court proceeding, you can tell this Satoshi guy is a very smart dude. And I think actually what's really interesting is essentially, so some good thoughts about the Bitcoins, right? First and foremost, like, it's so simple and short and to the point. So simplicity is key, right? So for example, the white paper for Bitcoin, it's like what, like 6 pages, right? And one of the things that I learned in life is shorter is better in terms of information. Like, we often have this like foolish idea that like longer is better, right? People are like always thinking like, for example, in academic books, you always think, oh, this guy wrote a 10,000 page book, and they're like, wow, he is so smart. Because typically we think more pages means more smart, but is that true? No, that's obviously not true. Even Nassim Taleb says the problem with these quote-unquote big and boring, really long-ass books is that when it's too long, too boring, it's often a sign that something didn't quote-unquote distill right. And so often when things and documents and stuff is like super duper long, like overly long, it's actually a sign that their thinking is muddy and not clear and precise. It's kind of like thinkers, philosophers, you know, quote-unquote thought leaders, if they use really big words and complicated fake maths and quote statistics or whatever, it's actually a sign and a signal that they don't actually really know what they're talking about. Even Bill Gates, right? Everyone thinks that Bill Gates is so smart. I mean, honestly, like, he's really good at computer science and starting Microsoft, but when it comes to global affairs and stuff like that, I think, what's the name of the bias? It's called, like, the halo effect, because we think he's so rich and successful in the world of technology. Now we assume that he's, like, a great humanitarian. I mean, not to delve into too much of his personal stuff, but, I mean, there's probably a reason why he divorced his wife, or his wife divorced him. To be Melinda Gates divorced him, I mean, I think Bill Gates seems like a scumbag, probably sleeping around or trying to chase too much tail. Not a good sign. But anyways, so, I mean, I think this is the tricky thing, is that people don't want to use Bitcoin for real life, everyday things, right? So, for example, like, you know, I probably wouldn't want to use my Bitcoins to buy groceries or meat and stuff at Costco, because can you imagine you drop $500 worth of Bitcoin today to buy a bunch of meat, right? And then 10 years from now, that $500 is worth $50,000 or $5 million. You're like, oh man, I shouldn't have spent my Bitcoins on that, right? So I think the first psychology of Bitcoin is, it's kind of towards like kind of a hoarding mentality, right? So this is where the whole gold, digital gold analogy is good, because, you know, you don't take a golden nugget and then use it to buy, you know, chicken nuggets, right? So maybe Bitcoin is more like a storehouse of value. Michael Saylor, CEO, owner, MicroStrategy or something, right? He calls it like, he thinks of Bitcoin kind of like digital, like real estate, kind of digital asset. It's kind of like every rich person he said he knows owns like some property somewhere, right? Like you own a $100 million building somewhere in Fifth Avenue or something, right? And, you know, some people like to buy houses, right? Properties. I have a funny thought for the new Kung Fu Panda movie, right? DreamWorks. They should actually get Panda Express to promote Kung Fu Panda. That'd be a good marketing concept. Okay, so anyways. I mean, my hot take is I think the value of Bitcoin is going to keep going up. I mean, especially with that halving is imminent. So, I mean, to simply explain it, the whole idea of mining is you have a bunch of supercomputers, right, that consume a lot of electricities to, quote-unquote, mine a Bitcoin, which means to solve a computationally very difficult math equation. Right, back in the day, just solo people with a gaming computer could do it. Now you gotta go into pools. So to mine a single block, the reward is currently 6 bitcoins, and then it's gonna drop down to around 3. So think about, like, if your net worth went from $6 million to $3 million, you'd probably be, you know, pooping your pants, right? So kind of as a similar consequence, I think when the halving occurs, when they're like, oh no, the Bitcoin's gonna only go from 6 to 3, that sounds like a huge dip, right? I mean, going from 12 to 6, that sounds kind of, man, it's like, I can still make buy, right? But then 6 to 3, wow, that sounds really scarce. Huh, looks like somebody traded in the Cadillac electric vehicle, the Lyric. Probably said that's not a good car. It looks so cool though. Yeah, pro tip, guys, pro tip. looks like whenever people trade in a car, it's a sign that it's not a good car. Never buy cars that you'll see at the, you know what, $54,000. Yeah, just get a Tesla. And also, the other day I went to the Valquez Nature Reserve State LA Park. Apparently, like, they filmed the Flintstones. Apparently, they're filming a new Star Wars movie or something there. It looks pretty cool. Need more room to roam. Okay, so, I mean, some things I find beautiful about Bitcoin, and I... You know, it's so funny. There's, like, few things I love or care about or passionate about. I guess I am passionate about Bitcoin. And just, like, most of crypto in general because... a simple thing, right? So my mom currently lives in Korea, right? So if I want to send my mom money, a wire transfer, they go to a typical, you know, like, loser bank, right? Do you have to do the ISBN and a SWIFT code number? Like, send money is, like, a super pain in the butt, right? I mean, PayPal has made things a little bit easier, because even that kind of has problems, right? But, like, and especially with big sums of money. So effing JP Morgan Chase is a bunch of gangsters, right? So I just wanted to, like, wire $125,000 into my crypto account, right? And then for, like, 3 weeks, they held my money hostages because they wanted to, quote, protect me from, you know, crypto scams, whatever, right? Honestly, I think my thought is, I think it's more of a secret thing where JP Morgan Chase is kind of freaking out because money is leaving their coffers and they want to keep using that money to speculate on other things. So, call it like fiat flight, F-I-A-T, like fiat currency, flight, like it's running away. Fiat flight, everyone's running away from the fiat currencies, turning to the bitcoins and the cryptocurrencies. I saw the other day on the CNBC or something, like what? The U.S. government or something, like $1.6 trillion spending bill. I'm like, dude, these numbers are starting to get pretty ridiculous. And also the U.S. military budget, what, $900 billion, close to a trillion as well. I mean, granted, the only reason why people still accept fiat currency and the U.S. dollar is because we have the most dominant military force. However, at the same time, I don't know, it's just like, even looking at real estate, it's like, you know, when people talk about inflation, they talk about higher rent prices, food prices, and they call it inflation. I'm not sure if exactly it's inflation. It's, maybe it's actually something else. It's I think actually the thing is, it's more of an issue with the price of labor. So now, you know, all these kids living in their mom's basement playing video games and stuff like that, right? So people no longer have a strong incentive to just essentially go to work and have a menial labor job, right? So even when it comes to construction and stuff like that, right? All the labor, just like at Beverly Hills and Holmby Hills, right? All of these mega mansions that are being built are typically by, like, you know, poor, you know, immigrant workers from, like, El Salvador, Mexico, and stuff like that. Just the youth of today, I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
I don't think that right way.
Oh, no.
I'm good?
So, I have to...
Not 100% sure. Okay. Anyways, big open spot land. Yeah, world expansion seems like a good idea. So simple ways to get it. I mean, just get Coinbase, C-O-I-N-B-A-S-E, like, you know, baseball, base, all your base all belong to us. oh, your coin, oh, belong to us, is the easiest thing. It's like the PayPal of crypto. And, you know, link you up with your traditional bank account and just start buying Bitcoins or whatever, right? So currently my market pulse ideas is, I mean, personally, I think the only, well, the only quote-unquote coin that's worth anything is probably Bitcoin, right? Like the market cap of it is at least 100,000x that of anything else. I think the technology behind Ethereum is very good, but don't think of it like Ethereum, like digital monies, because the big problem is, A, nobody could, nobody could pronounce the word Ethereum. Like, try getting your Asian American immigrant mom to pronounce Ethereum or whatever. Even like, my simple thought is, I use Cindy's mom example, like, you know, immigrant from Vietnam, right? It's like, can Cindy's mom pronounce the word Bitcoin, yes or no? yeah, she's like, oh, Bitcoin. So I know the Bitcoin, the fake monies, right? And I'm like, yeah, it is the fake monies. That's exactly what it is. Whereas Ethereum is like, what? nobody knows what it is, right? And also, like, oh, what do you think about Ethereum? I'm like, it's like, yeah, let's say Bitcoin is digital gold and Ethereum silver. Nobody wants silver. Like, I even read Fernandino Galliani's On Money, right? And essentially the takeaway hot point is, when it comes down to it, nobody, I mean, like, cultures traditionally have liked silver, but yeah, silver is still kind of whatevs, right? Nobody wants silver. Everyone's gold. It's kind of like in the Olympics, right? Nobody ever remembers who came in second place. Boys only ever remember who came in first place, right? Similar things, search engines. Well, like even Peter Thiel calls this creative monopoly, right? You know, search engine, Google, number one, right? Nobody cares for anything else, right? You know, phones, iOS, Apple, iPhone, obviously, right? Also the thing with the Tesla electric cars, EVs, right? I actually think that this term EV, electric vehicle, is not good, because like, EV doesn't really stay, like, what is an EV? No one knows what an EV is, besides the Pokemon, right? So electric cars, right? It's like Tesla or nothing, right? It's like, give me a Kleenex, no one's like, give me a paper tissue, right? Amazon Prime, it's like, is there anything that comes close to Amazon Prime? Nothing, right? For like, hybrid, standard cars, I mean, I still think Toyota is much stronger than Honda. Everyone wants to get a Toyota, right? In terms of nations, America, right? So just stick with the best, right? The best is the best. Language is English, right? Even though it's funny that we inherited from the people from England. Yeah, media, America, Hollywood, bodybuilding America, etc. So, yeah, I think the reason also why people like, you know, Bitcoin is kind of like this scarcity mentality, right? Because, you know, there's only ever going to be $21 million Bitcoin mined, right? And humans are kind of funny with scarcity. Is that like, so people ask, is like, what is that Bitcoin worth? Bitcoin is worth one Bitcoin. Or I mean, Bitcoin is technically not worth anything, right? But then again, our social media followers, our likes, comments, stuff, quote, quote, worth anything? No, but it does seem like we really value it a lot. So the funny thing is, a lot of people who, like, things that we value actually have no sort of rationality behind it. Even the US dollar, right? The US dollar ain't worth nothing. Like, it used to be back to, like, silver or gold or whatever, right? The gold standard. But I think it was Nixon who unchained it. So now there's no linking of the systems. So my quick hot takes on Bitcoin, right? So what is going to be the future of Bitcoin? I think people use Bitcoin to buy house, property, expensive stuff, maybe cars. Maybe Ferraris or Lambos or vintage Porsches or classic cars, right? So one thing I like to do for fun, right, is I like to go on Craigslist, and there's a filter that says cryptocurrency okay. And there's actually a lot of people willing to sell their Teslas, exotic cars for Bitcoin or other forms of crypto. Because ultimately, you think about these exotic, rare Ferraris or whatever, right? Technically, they're not really, quote, quote, worth nothing either. Right? Like, a car is just a transportation tool to get you from point A to point B. I think it's kind of a new modern day flex. It's going to be like, so how many Bitcoins do you have, or how many Bitcoins are you worth, right? Bitcoin is good too, because simple things is the icon is the best. That big bright B with the $2 signs, instantly recognizable. Like, it's like it's like the bright orange color is the good trigger. I mean, the only other, oh yeah, so any other good, like, crypto technology, I think, is maybe Chainlink. But I don't know, I'm kind of getting the sense that Chainlink is doing really well, but it's starting to also stagnate. You gotta keep innovating and creating new values. I think Bitcoin is good because now it's officially mainstream, because the BlackRock ETFs and stuff like that. So anything that goes mainstream is a good idea. Anyone could open up their Robinhood app and trade it. And so maybe then the better question is, should you ever use your Bitcoin to do anything, because it's like a house of value? This is a deeper philosophical question, right? Like, you know, property stuff, like that, right? Is that like some simple thoughts is things which are not good ideas, right? Never waste your money on cars. This is like the dumbest thing. Just drive a old used Prius, 2010 Prius is I think the best car to have in LA. You either that or just get a Cybertruck. It's like, I was thinking about LA. It's like the best car to have in LA is like a tank. So Cybertruck fits the bill, right? And actually, Cybertruck will turn more heads than even the most loser Ferrari or Lamborghini, right? And I don't know, like, I think still the reason why betting on Bitcoin is interesting is, no, I think it's just speculation. It's the joy of speculation in the future. And I think in life, you have certain chances, opportunities. Might as well seize them as you can, and figure out what happens later.